Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. Welcome to series 43, in which we're going to be talking about joy. I'm in the park behind the hospital and it's bloody snowing, friends. It is snowing, and if this was not an excellent point at which to kick off a series about joy, I don't know what is. It is extra cold rain falling on my face and head. And it represents joy in the most tangible way possible. And everybody, from small children to elderly people, get super excited when it's snowing because it is just such a rare occurrence. And I'm not quite sure what it is about snow that is so joyful, but joyful it is. Welcome to Walk the Pod. So, dear friends, kicking off a new series all about joy as a pup barks in the background in the park, running around in the snow, because it is extremely exciting that it is snowing here in southwest London. I hope this podcast episode finds you well. I am walking around a small park behind a large hospital and thinking about joy. What on earth does it mean? Why have we dedicated an entire series to this topic? Let's see if we can kick off with a few ideas about what it might mean. Joy is a transcendental state somewhere north of happiness. It is an experience which is sometimes very, very fleeting, goes above and beyond happiness or contentment, and connects us with something almost spiritual. It might be that every joyful experience we have is joyful because it is in some way reaching out to either our own past or other people, or people we take responsibility for and have great pride in. It can be something that we go in search of as an act of resistance, as an act of courage against a world which is presenting us every day with things which are designed to create a feeling of futility and bleakness. If you think about the day-to-day existence of being alive, you could see it as a very, very sorrowful thing. Finding joy and finding hope in that sorrowful world is what we can do to mount a powerful counter-offensive to everything that is bleak and futile and grey and miz in the world. Some more thoughts on joy will be coming to you over the next 10 episodes. This is the first of 10. The next 10 working days, I'll be bringing you all kinds of things, from Magritte's attempt to create the surrealist art that he made as a kind of counterpoint to the bleakness of two world wars and his mother taking her own life, and all kinds of other things that are absolutely grey and miz and the bleakest, most saddest and sorrowful things that he had going on, and how he took to his easel to create items of joy, little bits of beautiful surrealism in the world in the face of all of this. The way that we can look to nature to provide us with bits of joy every season as new life comes into the world every year at a predictable time of year. Despite all of the grey and mizness that there is in the winter, there is always the spring that follows it. And I'm experiencing the mizness of the winter right now as I stand here in the snow in the park. So nature bringing forth joy. And various other ways of thinking about this rather difficult to pin down subject. Walk the Pod loves a rather difficult to pin down subject, and joy is going to be no exception to that at all. We are going to try to work out what it means, how to go in search of it, how to find it, how to experience it in this, the greyest and mizzest month of the year. So I'm very, very excited to kick this off. As usual, I'm more interested in your thoughts about joy than what I can dig up off the internet. So please leave me a voice note. Go to walkthepod.com to do so. Follow the prompts of buttons, which will take you to leave a voice note for Walk the Pod and tell me what joy means to you. If your name happens to be Joy, how much pressure does that put on you on a daily basis to bring a little light and sunshine to the world? You are all very welcome along, whatever your name is, wherever you are, whether you're feeling joyful at the moment or whether you're feeling a sense of certain amount of despondency as it's cold and it's wet, and we're trying to set ourselves up for a new year in which we're going to try to do slightly different things perhaps, or do things slightly better, or learn a new skill. A lot of pressure to put on ourselves, dear friends, isn't it, at the very beginning of the year. I am here to cut you a bit of slack and to say just try to enjoy the imperfect day as best you can. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, an enormous amount of snow is what I can see directly in front of me. None of it's settling on the ground at the moment. I don't believe it's going to settle and turn into actual swathes of snow all over the floor, but it is just falling from the sky. Bits of frozen rain hitting me in the face as I podcast, and there's not many people in the park for that reason, because everyone's inside squealing about it, not outside playing in it. I can hear a pup barking in the background. I can see somebody exercising in the play park designed for children, but a grown person is using it to exercise on, as sometimes happens with tots play parks. But to be fair to this person, there aren't so many tots in the park because it's snowing, so fair enough, help yourself. You knock yourself out, mate. What else can I see? Well, it's a bit of a classic winter day. The trees are devoid of leaves, for they are mostly deciduous trees around here. There's quite a lot of green in the form of ivy and holly, and I've been having a lovely time over the festive break getting to grips with the binomial naming system of plants and also animals, where every plant and animal has a two-word name, some of which is in Latin, and what some of the epithets attached to the genus names mean, and so on. I've been nerding out over that, which has been great fun. So I should now be able to bring you the Latin names of both ivy and holly, but I have not realised I would need to know that. Nor can I tell you the Latin name of pigeons. There's two pigeons in the tree right now. So, failing on the research as per usual, dear friends. But I know you forgive me, because Walk the Pod is a ramble chat. We don't know what we need to know for the episode at the beginning, because we don't know what's going to inspire us to talk about it. If I do some research in between now and tomorrow, I'll be able to tell you tomorrow what the Latin names of holly and ivy are, or maybe you don't care and would prefer that I just keep it reasonably non-scientific. Who knows? Well, very open for you to tell me which one you would prefer of those. And I may look up the Latin names of holly and ivy for you, just for giggles. In between today and tomorrow, my popcorn is flying away from me. I've got a bag of popcorn here, dear friends, and it's whisking along the bench, whisked by a little frisson of wind. Absolutely disgusting today, it really is. If you're in New Zealand, hello Kiwi Rob, I hope you're having a lovely, beautiful, balmy, gorgeous day in the sunshine. Please leave me a voice note telling me how lovely it is, because I would actually like to hear that. That would cheer me up no end. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been a delight to stretch my legs with you this snowy lunchtime. Would you believe it? It's been absolutely glorious to kick off the season in which we are going to talk about joy. I hope it's not going to snow for the next 9 days. There's a little blackbird in the tree up here, just fluffing itself up slightly against the cold. might sing me a song. No, it's absolutely not going to do that. Thank you for walking with me. Take care of your beautiful mind. Try to enjoy the imperfect day. And do send me a voice note to let me know what you think of when I say joy. Doesn't need to be a particularly thoughtful point. Can just be something that you personally think of when you think about joy. It may well be something nostalgic from your childhood. It may well be that, because as we'll go on to discuss, joy can be an act of reminiscence as much as anything else. So anything that joy makes you think of, walkthepod.com, please let me know. And I will speak to you tomorrow.